It's that weird week between Christmas and New Year, but we are here for you. This week, I have a really great little magical trick to teach you to use ahead of the start of the new year.
Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide.
Hi, everybody. It's Yasmin here. So if you are listening to this episode on the Monday that it is published, then I have to say Merry Christmas. I did say last week all about the fact that I know that not everyone celebrates Christmas, and I hope you'll forgive me because I was brought up with a Christmas tradition. So I'm talking about Christmas this week, even though I know there are plenty of other people celebrating plenty of other things. As I said last week, I could research them all and, you know, get it all right, but please just bear with me and know that I am wishing you happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Actually, the stars today are pretty nice for Christmas Day. We actually have Venus, the planet of love and abundance, making a harmonious aspect to Neptune, the planet of dreams and soulmates. So that's already quite a good thing. It means that, you know, if you want to have a beautiful 25th of December, whatever you're doing, if you want to get closer to your family, your friends, whoever you're celebrating with, if you're celebrating, and if you're not celebrating, if you don't celebrate Christmas Day, it still can be a beautiful day to catch up with friends, catch up with family. There's very much a mystical quality in the air on December 25 this year. And I'm actually going to give you some tools during this week's podcast to harness these fabulous energies. I should also say that this week, full moon is taking place in the sign of Cancer. Emotions can be quite heightened. We are going to be tapping into the full moon energy as well. Now, that's a good thing because it means it's our last chance of the year to sort of turn the corner. If 2023 has been a bit CRAP or even SHIT, it's a really, really good time to have a think about what you've been through. You know, are you willing to leave it behind? Are you willing to say, okay, that was then, this is now? Because if you are, the full moon in the sign of Cancer is going to help you do that. And I'm just going to refer my beautiful Moonology diary. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, that's the one for next year. It's so gorgeous, the 2024 version. And in fact, there is information, I think, about the about December in there, maybe not. But there's definitely information about the full moon in Cancer this week in my 2023. So keywords for this lunation. Sorry, but it might be a little bit confusing for reasons I'll go into. It is homely because we have that full moon in the very, very homely, home-loving sign of Cancer. It's also a really good time to be seeking a work-life balance. So if you're going into the holidays and you're thinking, oh my God, I've still got to, you know, do this, do that. If you're getting checking your emails, even though, you know, if you're secretly looking at your emails under the table while you're having your Christmas lunch or your whatever holiday lunch you're having, then have a word with yourself. It's also very forthright. Let me just give you the exact times for the full moon. So in London, it's December 27. It's 33 minutes past midnight. In Sydney, it's December 27 at 11:33 a.m. In LA, it's December 26, which is Boxing Day if you celebrate it, at 4:33 p.m. And in New York, it's December 26 at 7:33 p.m. So let me just read you a little bit from the diary. Sometimes it seems as though there is a theme in the air with the planets. And right now, I'm sorry to say, the theme seems to be confusion. Reason being, not only is the planet of communications, Mercury, going retrograde, as we talked about last week on the podcast, but as it does, it's actually repeating a clash with the planet of confusion, Neptune. All right, so that is kind of annoying. It sort of means that it could be a second chance at someone confusing you or maybe even being a bit less honest than that you'd like them to be, but it also can be finally getting clarity on something that you were confused about. That's sort of like the best possible outcome. So as we celebrate the last full moon of the year, there are going to be some people feeling as though they're just not sure which way is up. And, you know, it's another way to say you may just be having to sit with uncertainty. And I've talked about that a lot this year, and I'm going to talk about it again next year because Neptune's very active. You know, we all want to know exactly what's going to happen. We all want to know exactly where we stand in life. But sometimes we have to sit with uncertainty. So if you're sitting with a bit of uncertainty in this sort of slightly numinous week between Christmas and New Year, try not to make any rash decisions, any rash pronouncements. Try to accept that you aren't going to find out exactly everything that you need to know just yet. And also, because the Neptune clash rules alcohol, it could be a lot of people are drinking too much this week, so I'm not going to make any judgments. I personally am not that into alcohol. I liked it when I was, you know, a teenager or, you know, an adolescent or in my 20s at uni or whatever. But go easy. That's probably a reasonable assumption at this time of the year that you're going to have a couple of drinks, but try not to take it too far. And that includes on Christmas Day. Just you have been warned. So if all of this sounds a little bit ominous, I'd also like to mention the good news that 2024 has some pretty good astrology ahead. And also I'm about to give you a little exercise to help you harness that. In other words, so even if the end of this year is a little bit weird in some ways, keep in mind that it's nearly the new year and it's going to be, it looks like a good year of joy and transformation are two of the keywords. So even though I always like to remind you that calendars are just a man-made construct, there's no doubt that the end of one year and the start of a new one is a very good time to set new intentions. I'm going to help you with that in a minute. So again, even though it's a full moon, don't think about only what you're moving on from. Also think about your aims for the year ahead. And I'm just going to have a look in the diary and see what exercise. In the Moonology diaries, every new moon and full moon has a little exercise. And I am going to just read it to you because it's a really good one. And there will be exercises for every new and full moon in the Moonology 2024. So this one is called the Grandmama of 2023 Release Ceremonies. One thing I've really tried to encourage you to do in the diary this year is to use every single full moon to forgive and release and move on. So I hope you feel like you've been doing that all year. And indeed, I hope you feel that you've succeeded. But this is the grandmama of them all, the last full moon of 2023. So your exercise for this week is to put everything you have into the year's final forgiveness and release list. Okay, and that's actually on the opposite page if you have the diary. Otherwise, just write down what you are forgiving and releasing. Spend time with it, feel it deep down, and then burn that piece of paper. Just release anything and everything from 2023 that you want to move on from. And I will be doing a last full moon of the year full moon ceremony on Facebook. All right, so what I want to do now in honor of the end of the year and the last full moon of the year, so I want to tell you about a little technique that I have. It's actually one of three really powerful techniques I have in an end of the year gift I've created for everybody who listens to the podcast, and in fact, anyone who reads my stuff anywhere at all. It's a little mini guide. I wish I had a picture to show you. Maybe I'll ask the lovely people who edit this video to put a picture here. It's called Fast Manifesting. And it's something I came up with because I've been contemplating the fact that so many people are so busy. I mean, I know it's almost passé now to talk about the pandemic. We've been out of the pandemic for a long time now. But I think, you know, those of us who lived through it will always remember how we had all the time in the world to just do anything. And now all of a sudden life is back to normal. Well, not all of a sudden, it's taken a while, but now life is all back to normal. And it can be really hard to find the time that you need to do your manifesting. So what I did with the Fast Manifesting book is or a guide. It's about 4,000 or 5,000 words long, and it's free. I'll give you the link actually in a minute. But what I did with that is I tried to come up with three ways to do some really powerful manifesting techniques that are not going to take you too much time. So first of all, let me give you the link If you download it, you'll actually also then get an offer to get my Moonology diary with a ton of bonuses that you cannot get anywhere else, just FYI. www.moonmessages.com/fast, F-A-S-T, because it's the Fast Manifesting Guide. There are three techniques in the guide, all of which are really powerful. One is all about affirmations. So I want to actually give you the one, it's not just about affirmations, it's about lunar-led affirmations. In other words, affirmations that you can do to align with the phase of the moon. So each technique in the Fast Manifesting Guide is designed to resonate with specific energy of the current moon phase or the moon sign, so you are in harmony with the natural cycle. So whether it's a full moon or a new moon or a quarter moon, one of the techniques in this guide is going to help you tune into the energies in a way that you can do like in under 5 minutes, you know, I think maybe even 2 or 3 minutes, some of them. So I think what these little rituals do is they will show you that a few minutes of focused attention can honestly significantly impact your spiritual practice and actually strengthen your connection to the moon. And what happens when you strengthen your connection to the moon is that you actually start to become a more powerful manifester. So for those of you who are new to Moonology, which is all about working with the magic of the lunar cycle, for millennia, literally for thousands of years, magical women and some enlightened men have worked with the moon cycle as a framework for sort of hanging their wishes and intentions off. You may have heard about this in terms of people casting spells. I don't do that. That's not my sort of tradition. I'm much more of a kind of a new agey type person, I suppose. Pretty much my spirituality for the last 20 years has been based on goddess led spirituality. I don't want to say religion. A lot of what I do is stuff I actually learned in India at an ashram that I've been going to since I think 2005. So that's, gosh, coming up to 20 years now, the Sri Narayani Peetham in southern India, just near a town called Vellore. And what they do there is they celebrate the new moon and they celebrate the full moon. And at new moon, there's an amazing chanting ceremony that lasts a good hour and a half. It's a fire ceremony. They're actually putting lots and lots of things in the fire, sort of offering them up to the divine. They work with the goddess Durga because she's the goddess that gives us courage and strength. And, of course, we need courage and strength at the new moon because we're sending our intentions out to the world, making our wishes, making our commitments to ourselves. And we need courage and strength to see them through. And then at the full moon, what they do in India is they do another massive fire ceremony at the ashram that I go to. In fact, they have something like 10,000 people from all the surrounding areas coming into the ashram for the big full moon ceremony. And again, there's lots of offerings made. And it's very much a time to release and let go. So what I wanted to do was to give you some sort of fast manifesting tips so you no longer have to choose between, you know, your busy schedule and staying on the spiritual path and doing the manifesting that you want to do. And again, the description in the show notes below, there's a link to this, but the link to get this free gift is moonmessages.com/fast, okay? And you can download it and get tons more information about all this. I hope that the guide will be very practical for you. It's effective and a way to help you integrate the magic of the moon into your everyday life in a way that isn't going to take up all your time so that you don't have time for anything else. So let's talk about lunar-led affirmations, okay? So it's really a way to supercharge your subconscious with the moon's power. So as you may or may not know, affirmations are a super powerful tool for shaping our reality. Now, affirmations, I think they've been around for hundreds of years. So basically the thing with manifesting is you need to get your head into a frame of mind where you can actually believe in what you're manifesting, that you could almost believe that it's already come true. You need to basically feel how you will feel when you have manifested whatever it is that you want to create in your life, whatever it is you want to, you know, draw into your life, whether it is you want a new job or a new house or a new partner or whatever it is that you want. So affirmations are just words that you can say that prompt feelings of the reality that you want to create. Now, what you need to think about is that when you are manifesting, what you need to do is you need to raise your vibration to the vibration that you will be vibrating at when your wish comes true, okay? Now, I will just say one thing. You can't like manipulate anyone else. So just say your partner's left you and you just want your partner to come back. You can't do that. For one thing, you can't probably do it anyway because you can't. So you need to find an affirmation which would be something like, I'm so happy in my relationship, not my partner has come back or, you know, whatever. And it's like when it's about a new job, say, obviously there could be lots of people going for the job. So, again, it's about finding a feeling inside you that you are so happy if you love your job. So that's affirmations. But what if you amplify the power of the affirmation? What if you could amplify this power by blending them with the moon, which is the cosmic timer that people have used for millennia to boost their wishes, okay? So basically blending affirmations and the moon's phases, because the moon's cycle is a natural influence for all of us, okay? So with lunar-led affirmations in the Fast Manifesting Guide, which I'd love you to download and enjoy, it's basically exploring how to harness the energies of each unique moon phase to reinforce your affirmations. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to just give you one or two quotes from science, just so you know that I haven't just made all this stuff up and it's all complete mumbo jumbo. So here we go. This is actually taken from the Fast Manifesting Guide. In their book, Words Can Change Your Brain, neuroscientist Dr. Andrew Newberg and communications expert Mark Robert Wallman state, a single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. You know, you can literally change your genes. So what I wanted to give you this week, now in the Fast Manifesting Guide, you've got them for the new moon and the full moon and the quarter moons and so on. But I just wanted to give you the one because it's full moon time. We've just been through the full moon. I wanted to give you one or two that work with the full moon. And I think I'm going to go with just one from the guide. You can choose whichever you want. There's three of each. But I wanted to go with this one because it is really beautiful and it's perfect for this time of the year. So if you would like to close your eyes and just get comfy, as long as you're not driving, obviously, and then just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So here we go. Just repeat after me, silently or out loud. It's a perfect full moon affirmation for the end of the year especially. I reflect on my achievements in 2023 with gratitude and pride, ready for the next cycle of growth. All right, let's just do that again. I reflect on my achievements in 2023 with gratitude and pride. And as you say this, bring to mind things you know you've done this year. I am ready for the next cycle of growth. I hope that feels good. I'm going to ask you to do it just the third and final time with me. Bringing to mind whatever you've done this year, there must be a couple of things that you know you've done, achievements that you can feel grateful to yourself for, grateful for the help you received, and proud of yourself. Here we go. One more time. I reflect on my achievements in 2023 with gratitude and pride. I am ready for the next cycle of growth. Well, that made me feel good. I hope it made you feel good. And remember, to get the Fast Manifesting Guide, it's free. It's my gift to you. And as I said, after you download it, you will actually go to a page where you can order my diary, or if you've already got it, register your diary and get something like $900 worth of bonuses. All right. So the link again is www.moonmessages.com/fast, because it's all about fast manifesting. Let's end this year well together, and I will speak to you next week when it's going to be all about the new year and the new cycle. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.